we always have this, not particular back form, we just have a few other friends, we're talking about it. Because you say that, like, you know, obviously you invite people to, you invite the kids,
yeah,
like, circle like, thing around nursery or whatever, and, you know, people reply and stuff. But there's, I think one person didn't turn up on the day, and she was like, that's really weird.
I didn't know. RSVP said
they were coming. Yeah, they said they're coming.
And then just and didn't. Just and what? And no text.
No communication.
No communication. So she was like, that's really weird.
Well, she like, gonna confront the mum on Monday.
And I was like, well, she doesn't have your number. There may be something come up. And she's like, nah.
Oh!
it's already been written.
It's just like, nah.
Her fate is already written.
Hot damn!
If this was Game of Thrones, her head would not be on her neck right now.
Seriously.
Hot damn, so she's not buying it.
No, but then she did find out. So the person approached her. This is proper funny. So so the woman approached her, she's like, oh, I'm in the bad mummy club and stuff. And then she goes, why? She goes, oh, because we didn't go to Sadie's party. And then Naomi just managed to find awkwardness from Naomi. She goes, oh, don't worry, you're going to be in the bad mummy club with me. And she goes, I was talking about my daughter. My daughter was upset she couldn't come to Zeddy's party. And Naomi's like, oh, yeah, of course.
That's what I was talking about too. That's what I was talking about as well, man.
Foot right in it.
I was like, you are ridiculous.
Foot right in it.
But that's good party.
Very good party.
This is nice when you can do stuff.
Do you know what I liked? Again, respectfully, that it was like, what, 2 hours?
Yeah. Oh, this is
in and out.
Yeah.
No long thing, no.
Started at 2:30, ended at 4:30.
Because as much as I love you and your family, it was like, parents have organised this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, you say to a kid, like, what do you want to do? They're like, oh, fuck, I'm a basketball, so this, fucking this, that, and then whatever. Like, Kaziah's birthday, I was like, of course it was a Christmas attached to it, but I was like, yo, this is all day. And it's like, because they are whatever age they are, you are like the representative.
This is your celebration.
And you've invited all these people, and you've got to talk to all these people, and it's just long. 2 hours. Love you guys. Thanks for having us. Love. Thanks for inviting us. All of that kind of stuff. And then you're just in and out.
Nice. Did you even gig that evening?
I did first.
Not me.
So I drove to Windsor and fell asleep in the car when I got there.
Oh,
no. I got there enough to support us. Jeez.
You must have dropped them back and then.
No, we took 2 cars. I was like, I ain't doing that.
Sensible.
Drove up on my own as well.
Nice.
Which was amazing.
Oh, wow.
My mom was like, Alana's going to want to sit in your car. I was like, smoke, so
that's it. Safety first. That's one way of being safe. Hey,
looking out for you.
Looking out for you.
Got a dilemma.
Hit us with the dilemma.
Got a dilemma. From a guest.
Thank you for sending it in as always.
Sorry, I've got 3-year-old.
My balls is sweating.
Good. Sorry, 3-year-old. Just like me. But I'm sorry. How do I stop losing my shit with my kids? So I feel humiliated even having to post this. I'm sure the comments will be harsh. Okay, I just need some sincere advice. For a mother, me, who's struggling, I'm just so tired of everything being a battle, tired of whining, tired of tantrums, being told no by my child, and I just get to the point where I get so mad, I just lose control. I hate yelling, I hate it so much, I'm feeling like I'm ruining their childhood, and they are ruining my motherhood. Just that. I've been trying the timeout method with my 3-year-old, but when I put him in timeout, he goes into a major tantrum, like screaming and even spitting on me. Ooh. I don't want to spank it.
Oh, wow. Hey,
what's your advice, guys? How do you stop?
It's almost like she's like, if it was legal. If it was legal, hey.
If it was legal, I'd tump these youths.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, everyone loses their shit.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Nathaniel, she's talking about tantrum screaming. Yeah, he started last week or two finding these octaves. Like, that he just reaches when he starts screaming, and it's over nothing as well, and it's just, yeah, the next one they would definitely think I'm tamping him up. Because he's just, and you're like, allowed. So yeah, definitely, I've lost my rugby. I'm kind of
immune. You're quite calm.
Yeah, and I think working in like hospitals and A&E, like you hear stuff, you hear fuckeries all the time, so I'm kind of used to him screaming at it. Doesn't do anything for me, it's like whatever. So I'm kind of looking at him like, whatever, bro.
When's the last time you proper lost your rank?
Got angry. that's upset.
You dropped to your knees.
Oh, Malta.
That was outrageous. I think that losing your rank is just, it can be down for interpretation.
So, okay, what's losing your rank to you guys then? Because that, for me,
did you say you dropped to your knees and was like, ah.
I was in tears.
But did you go like this?
Well, I don't know if I went like, I think it was more head and hands than like,
he's
the universe.
He's broken. He's broken.
I couldn't believe that was like, I wasn't going to go to Portsmouth that night. I couldn't, I was like, it's not happening. And I have to sit on this bus. And, you know, I always want to appreciate the bus driver. Do you know, I always say thank you when I got off the bus. It may sound a bit silly and cheesy, but I didn't even look at him. I just kind of tapped my waist and walked past. So I wasn't happy that I had the UC service.
I had to see you today.
Lose my rank. Yeah, what did you say losing your rank is then?
Okay. Lose your temper. Okay.
Lose my temper. Yeah. Good. I'm going to guess it's something to do with the missus, but I can't remember what. I can't remember what specifically, but I'll say probably a D for something. It's probably irritating me about something. Like, what's going on? What's happening? But like, we try not to shout at each other. That's one thing we try to do. We try not to shout, we try not to swear at each other. So if she swears, or either I swear, maybe her, I'll be like, look, you swore. And then I'm like, I'm not going to respond to whatever you've got to say, I'm not going to respond because you swore.
No, it always swears first. But I must do. And it's always just an eyebrow for me, like, this is what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. We're really going here? You're going to start swearing at me?
Like I haven't spent the last 20 minutes pissed her off.
you Dan, bro, you're provoking.
I feel like in the middle of an argument, Dan will start doing this one.
You know that trick is me.
We're swearing, are we? Cool.
He's doubling the head.
His thumbs are going, his legs are going.
Deep down, you're raging.
Yeah, I'm a fake.
But externally, person. you're a beacon of calmness.
Yeah, and then what also is, I've always been able to laugh at my own temper.
Oh, so you're like a crazy person.
Yeah, so I'll lose my temper and then see the carnage. I'd be like, what an idiot.
That's we've got Heath Ledger over here.
Lukey's got tied up this mess. Well, you're gonna get a new one of those now. I was like.
I like the way you can reflect in the moment.
Oh yeah, it's like immediately, as soon as I hear like, I remember when I was younger, like playing PlayStation. I'm not even playing against them, I'm playing against a computer.
Yeah.
And something. You know, you feel, now you play FIFA and you feel like the computer's cheated.
Yeah.
I press tackle, why is there a half second delay to be pressed? And the computer,
no, it's fact.
And the computer just banged it into the top corner. It's and fact. I've just gone, fuck yeah. And launched my control pad into the wall.
I respect it because that's real spit because like there'll be times you're playing a game like FIFA and you'd be like on the line, kick it, and like tap circle should just be a tapping goal. Fucking Cristiano Ronaldo skied it. So it's hit the post. Or the keeper somehow dived and saved it. And then there's like 15 of them in a game and then it's like an 8.5 minute and the computer scores like a 30 yarder and you're like, no, suck my cock, bro. I mean, I'm gonna smash everything up in the house.
But I'll smash a thing, and then I'm like, breathe. sorry.
Oh my goodness.
Well, like the button's got this weird, like, oh,
yeah.
Clicked.
Yeah.
Fuck!
The aftermath of smashing something that you need.
Yeah.
Is
it gets all quiet. In
there. Oh, it's the feeling is disgusting.
And what's worse?
Because you did it.
If someone catches you in the rain from distance, so I remember breaking something upstairs, and then my mum going, "What was that noise?" And you're like, "Nothing." It's just I heard something bang against the. Nothing's wrong, mum. She's like, "Okay, what are you shouting at?"
But in the moment, smashing stuff was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, you two were smashers.
Oh
my goodness.
Not home now. As
I could flip a room.
Really?
I could Tasmanian devil.
And you feel better as you're doing it.
As long as it's nothing I need.
But do you think?
Like, okay. That's why I see. Like, if I was rich enough, really, in my house I'd have a rave room.
Oh yes.
We just go like.
Oh, just go smash it up.
But things, it has to be genuine rage. Like, I couldn't, if I, like, always had this fantasy of just going to, like, PC World or Currys with, like, a golf club and just cracking screens, man, just smashing shit. But that wouldn't satisfy me as much as, say, if I'm at work and, like, you know, the mouse just freezes or Excel crashes.
Yeah.
Just standing on the desk and just putting my foot right through the fucking monitor. I want it to be in the office full of people and people be.
Yeah. Oh, you want to show
I want you to see what I'm capable of.
I want people to be like, oh my god, he's up. I want all of it.
And then you just go to the kitchen to get back a coffee and sit down and drink.
Yeah.
So I'm fine now, but I want you to know
that you're not.
This is what I. No. This is not even that.
This is what I keep it.
Yeah. Thank God you took the words out my mouth. I want you to see what I. God,
you're fighting every day.
Day to day. This person is. Trying to escape every day, and every so now you see me do it one time out of 365 days. You fucking respect me.
Talk to me nicely
for the 364.
Talk to me nicely.
I'm the 364.
Sometimes in meetings, I've let some shit slide.
Oh mate,
because we're in the meeting.
Now you know why I smoke.
That you see.
Now you know why I'm slowly killing myself.
Same
because I would kill you.
Same as cars as well. Same with cars. Like
we're road rage.
Again, even though this is so self-destructive.
I don't have road rage. That's the crazy thing.
No,
I have pettiness on the road. If you flash me from behind, I slam on my brakes.
Okay, you slow
immediately.
Down.
There's a split second in my head to go, I can just drive to the back of you.
There's a split second in my head to be like, driving back at me because I'll claim everything.
But I'm like,
have you been hit? Well, have you ever been hit in the back or anything like that?
Yeah, of course.
It's a very disconcerting feeling to be.
Yeah, I've been rear-ended. Yeah, I'm going to sit in it.
Pause.
On
again.
It. Sorry, okay, that's great.
You get smashed up bad.
You broke me.
Pause.
Yeah, get nice pay out too. After being smashed in the back. Pause. So you know, it's
three guys as pilot.
Three man pilot. Pause. Human centipede. Pause.
That 20 mile per hour got hit, right? And the shock that I got it's one of those where you just slow down out of traffic. Right?
Yeah.
A 20 mile person behind misjudged.
Hey, 20 miles an hour is fast as shit.
Yeah, and then
decent
goosh I got from that, and I was like, it just immediately made me think of all the cars that I'm driving up like, on the motorway in North Surrey. You know when it's just wrapped around like the central reservation?
Yeah.
Because my heart was beating from just a little bump.
But
them collisions there.
Yeah, see, but on like,
airbags activated.
No, not an airbags neck fine. But it's just, what the fuck was that? Just like shit. What the fuck was
that? That was the rear of your car.
It's bumper.
Oh, okay.
Did
I ever tell you about the time I got hit in the back was in Leighton?
No.
So I'm driving back home and red light. Guy hits me from the back, of course, and immediately I go, fuck's sake, it's fucking red light. And obviously I don't know who's driving. They got that car, so I'm like, this fucking woman. And
hot damn. On your first.
Yeah, very sexist.
Yeah.
Sorry, but you're being true.
That's
how you give, that's how you become a great comedian, when you capture those moments.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I thought.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. They peel the layers back. Why do I think that?
I said, to be fair, I'm assuming this woman, I don't know pronouns, if I'm to guess, it's probably shit driver, right? And I'm really annoyed that this person's hit me at a red light, crashed into a parked car, and then I go, I'm about to pay out. So I clutch my neck.
And
I get out of the car.
Mm.
I approach the car, to my surprise, it's not a woman, it's a man.
Oh, wow.
A man that looks like he's fresh out of Top Boy 4.
Oh, yeah,
that's not my first concern.
Oh.
In a 5-seater car,
yeah,
with approximately 7 guys in it.
Oh, wow.
So like him.
Oh, yeah, goons.
So
goons. Okay, so.
What did he like to say?
He said, did I hit you? I said, I think I hit you.
He said, my bad, brother.
He said, are you hurt? Why are you holding your neck? I said, this is an old injury from sucking dick.
Well, you just come from prison too.
This is a bit that messed me up.
Your dick's looking mad unsucked right now, bro.
That's what I've been writing through. You're starting here. You're on 10. He's on 1,000.
This is why. The stuff I was saying before this. Yeah. They were punchlines, my friend. These weren't actual thoughts that were going through my head. Yeah. Sorry, my friend. I'm just telling you a true story that's been punched up. I'm just telling you, that's what I'm doing. I didn't know if you knew.
Well, I mean,
I'm telling you a story that's been punched up.
Try that bit. Try that bit.
No.
Mad unsuck right now.
Man.
What?
Because, fun fact, I can't see his dick. So I don't know if his dick is sucked or unsucked.
Crazy.
What? But that's true part of the story, though, is another car pulled up, packed up goons.
Oh,
fuck. What?
They're like, fuck, is that the tower band?
It's too hard.
Because he's just outside. They're both assuming you're with the other gang.
No, they're together.
Because he's getting shot
at. The other car pulls up and says, don't worry about it, bro. There's not even no damage.
They just assumed it.
They're looking at the car.
Well, they said there's no damage.
Yeah, they're looking at the car and he goes, don't worry about it, bro. There's no damage.
They just did the assessment.
They did the assessment.
They're admiral.
Live and direct.
They're direct line.
They're admiral. They're fucking Hastings. They're everyone.
Cause they're
the underwriter at this point.
His bumper is probably dragging on the exhaust on the
brother. My car could have been in half. Honestly, you're right.
That's how you solve problems.
The only thing that's fucking damaged is my pride right now. Yeah, that's the only thing that's hurt.
Don't worry.
And they drove off, and I went home. I lose my temper at, so this is why I feel like everyone's on the spectrum at some point, to some degree. I think I've got more tism than the average person. And I know I've got more tism and other educational needs because of the industry I work in. And I see life very black and white, fair and unfair. Not to say that I'm fair.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not a liar because I am. But when I can see it being unfair,
yeah.
And even if I'm lying and your response is unfair to my lie, I bet that's unfair.
I'll
defend the lie.
That's the thing.
It's fair. So you can prove that I'm lying.
That's how DMX got arrested. You heard that story. So he impersonated
a federal officer.
And so the crime scene person, federal, so right, he was outside the airport and he tried to commandeer someone's car.
Oh, wow.
He said, I'm a federal officer. The person said, no, you're not. Go away. And then he said he pistol whipped the guy and then dragged him out of the car. And then there's like, why did you do that? Because he disrespected my authority. And he's like, but you're not an actual officer, because he didn't know that.
People are crazy, man.
So yeah, someone's being unfair and I'll lose my temper eventually. I used to have a really short fuse, now it's a really long fuse, but the explosion's bigger.
Right, I see.
also lose my temper if you're not listening in the moment, or you're not listening to something I said previously, and you're still continuing to do it.
Mm.
Yeah. So if I tell you something, I'm like, don't do that, I don't like it.
Mm.
And you do it again, and again, and again. I'm like, you're not listening, so fuck you. And I'll lose my temper.
You're done with it. But obviously you don't hold, I'm sure you don't hold your son to that standard. And that's why I think we, or everyone, differentiates who they respond to based on who it is.
Yeah,
you know, like, if you're, I think, obviously, when Masood was on the pod talking about that, obviously, if anyone else wants to wake up at stupid o'clock, you'll get mad, but it's your child, so you let it fly. Or if someone else is screaming in your face, you'll be getting mad. If someone else comes and slap you around the face, you'll get mad. So it shows we can control our emotions. Because if you don't react like that to your kid, that means that you can react, you can control it with someone else too.
I think you've got it, right? I think you got the concept of being like my son. Well, he's not even 2 yet, but like, this kid's 2. He's not meant to know how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's not meant to get it.
Yeah.
Whereas like Alani at 9, like, I don't let it get out, and it actually frustrates me.
Yeah.
Because I kind of feel like my voice is locked in terms of the other side of parenting with her.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's been told to me that it's not, I've had experience where you say something, you get told something back from the other parent.
Yeah.
So in my head now, it's just like, I'm just not gonna, I can't, it's really weird to explain. It's almost like I'm a mute.
Yeah, no.
I can't actually get the words out. Every now and again, something will come out, and I feel really proud of myself. But
I think, like, when you want to try discipline, that you mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or tell her something, or be a bit more stern.
Yeah.
You know? But every now and again, it'll come out, and I feel, yeah, you did it. But 99% of the time, I've got this mutism. But in terms of ages, like, you're 9, you know, you're flipping this bottle, say, your mum's told you to stop 3 times. I've seen it all go down. I want to be like, hey, stop. Your mum told you 3 times. Why are you not listening? That's disrespectful.
Mm.
You're 9, like, at 9, going to be 10 next year. You should be able to, after 3 times, stop flipping this bottle.
Mm.
It's not even about the behaviour anymore.
Yeah.
The actual behaviour is that you're just disrespecting your mum.
Mm.
Or me, or
another. Yeah.
Whereas if my son was flinging the bottle, I'm just going to take the bottle. I'm going to try and tell him.
Mm.
And my son will get it. But 5 minutes later, he's going to try and flip it again.
Yeah.
If
he
sees it. But he's 2. And there's been times when I've sat my son down next to me and been like, he's tried to get up to leave, and I've brought him back and sit down. He's going to spend some time here. And he's cried, and I've let him cry. But you've got to know, you know that I'm telling you something.
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, and you kind of he always kind of grasps it. He knows.
Mm. Like, yeah, you probably know to say it right.
Yeah,
because
he will look at you before he does it to see if you're looking.
Mm.
All this kind of stuff. He knows. So I'm way sterner with him than I am with Alani, because in my head, no one could tell me nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, on when it's all stripped back down, but as harsh as it sounds, this is my actual child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is my biological child. No one. I'm on his birth certificate. No one can tell me nothing. Just certainly, obviously, I'm punching you up. Everyone tell me everything.
Yeah,
I would never do that. But,
social services,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah.
We'll tell
if
you
it's
that,
like, I told you not to do this or whatever,
yeah.
And you've got to know. And he knows with me, and he knows with my mum, IDs lot don't play.
Mm.
Right, to, like, not in an aggressive way, but they won't let me just drop my food on the floor.
No, but you learn that as a kid, though, don't you?
Yeah.
If
I will spend 20 minutes. My mum will spend 20 minutes with my son. If you drop something on the floor, I'll be like, can you pick it up, please? And it's not like, pick it up. It's like, we need to pick this up.
Mm. Yeah.
And nothing else is progressing until this is picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so you know, you have to pick this up.
Even I feel like now, like, when I was a kid, I knew that how much leeway I had wasn't that much of my mum, but it's definitely more of my mum than my dad. It's just like, it was this thing of, I could try a little bit more of my mum. Just don't bother. Just don't bother. The society's long.
Yeah.
Don't bother. It's stuff. Yeah, I think you know that as a kid.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Both the kids, both Alani and Kazai, know. I'll play, I'm here for a good time. Don't, like, I could. can almost give Alani a look now.
Yeah.
But there's still like there's still certain things where it's like, I'm gonna say, like for example, yeah, at the party, she stacked up all these
soft play
drinks, till about chin level on her. So it's pretty high for because he stood in front of it. She can see him stood in front of it. She stood by it for about a minute or two, and then just decides to collapse it all in front of him.
Yeah.
All collapses on him. He falls. He's upset. He's not hurt.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm like, why do you do these things around your brother? You're meant to be the person he looks to. That's meant to keep him away from this stuff.
Yeah.
Not how every time I'm around this person, something bad could happen because you get too. And when he got hurt, I was upset.
Yeah.
Like, not losing any love for her or anything like that, but I'm just like, upset that your big sisters should look out for little brothers, considering the age gap.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you not to be a kid. But instead, I didn't say nothing. I just picked him up, and I walked off.
Have you always kind of felt like you're not fully disciplined as you would like to, or has that just been more exacerbated since Kasai has come on the scene?
There are a lot of times, and I think, I don't know how to explain it, there are a lot of times when I'd be like, I wish Sherry would have stepped in there, or nipped in there. So, in terms of what you were saying, Darren, like, the kids know to a certain degree. Like, my son knows 100%. And Alani knows I'll follow through with things like taking things away.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, being a bit stern in my voice or saying, hey, stop that. Like, I feel a lot. But what I'm trying to say is, they know they can push it to the max with their mum.
Right.
They know that the string's a lot short. In certain things, in disrespect, if it's disrespectful. Where I feel kind of restricted is when they're doing something to each other.
Right, yeah.
Because if he does something to her, I'd tell him off.
Yeah, you can fully, yeah.
Yeah, and I have told him off. When it's the other way around, I feel a bit locked up.
Yeah, I know. I think
in terms of kids, I think the kids know that.
Imagine that, because we've obviously mine different situation to you in the sense of it's a thing of, I know, and I feel like everyone knows I've tried to do what's best.
Yeah.
For everyone. And someone's being told off, it's because you are definitely in the wrong.
Yeah.
But there's been times where it's like, Zadie's done something, Zadie's reacting, he's hit her. And then it's me telling Zadie off. But there's other times where he's hit her and it's me telling him off. But in the moment, it's whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think Dipsy might be he's way more kind of. I think she's way more structured about discipline. She talks, and it's. I think the kids will. If she was a single parent, the kids would understand the rules way quicker with her.
Will you think come and muddy up?
Sometimes, because at one moment it's a thing, all right, she's got to stop, and then it's a. Do I just take the toy away from both of you? Or it's you'll stand up. And she said, just stop. Don't even cry. It's that. It's just...
Depending on your mood.
Depending on what I think is the quickest way to stop the noise.
That's all I've got.
Yeah, so how do I stop the noise and stuff? And there'll be times, and I'm less affected by noise than Naomi, so...
All men are, I think.
So I could just take a toy and have them go... and I'm sat there,
We can switch something in our brain.
I'm saying that
the noise just becomes part of the ambience.
Yeah, it's Naomi will come downstairs, but what is happening? It's just I'm just like, they're arguing over a toy I took away from him. So people, he's literally hyperventilating. I'm like, he's fine.
He'll be fine.
And then she's going to fall that soft mum mode.
It's okay.
I'm just there, it's like, that's what he did. Well, I'll never intervene with her
authority.
Yeah. So if I can see her doing something, I'm like, that was harsh, man. That's
sucks to be you, kids.
Yeah, if that was me, I'll just let my
But it, but and I'll see you there fully crying. I was just looking, he was just going, like,
I'm not
getting involved. Sorry,
bro.
What do you want me to do? But the other way around, it'd be like, oh, no, I think I'd just pick up, like, pick up the ball to start. Like, I don't know.
Does that annoy you?
No, because I, my thing is, you spend more time with them than me. So this is more likely, if it is going to have a negative effect, it's more likely to bite you in the ass than me.
Okay.
So I'm like, this is, you do this how you want to deal with it. But
do you sometimes feel that if this is a case where she's coming almost like corrected your authority, do you sometimes feel that, because you got it wrong?
Yeah, but she's, oh, it's something we've worked through over time. This isn't just this bit, it's just everything in life.
Yeah.
She'll see me, she'll do something one way, I'll do it another way, and when she sees it, she does it the right way, I've done it the wrong way.
Well, that's sounds married, isn't it?
There's that, no, we do things differently. So, not right, not wrong, it's different. It's just so, yeah, but I just pick my ways to go, of course you do, because you lack any capability to imagine you being someone else. And I always say, like, tongue in cheek kind of thing. She's like, no, it's what it is. But, so then it comes to, like, the discipline kind of thing. It's just like, well, they're also my kids. So, is that, like, I'm not going to do something, the discipline where I think it's not going to be.
Yeah, fair.
Be fair or beneficial to them in the long run. Yeah, it'll be stuff like, I'm just genuinely not bothered by the thing that they're doing. That's why we turn them off about it. Or there'll be other times where I will tell them off. And she's like, oh, why are you showing them? They're children. This stuff was like I've never seen you just scream in the air. Like, I've seen it fully just like, go, ah, and then just walk off from there. I'm like, just look at the kids like, you broke mom. That's what you just did there. What happened the other day? I think he had all food on his hands, his face, he ran at me. And I was going, like, just like, fold him off.
Yeah.
And stuff. Or no, he needed cleaning up. And I was just like, holding him, like, avoidantly. And she's like, oh, God. And then she just grabbed him and was like, I'll clean him up then. And I was like, because I didn't want to get dirty, doesn't mean I'm not going to clean him. I was just like, I was like, that. He's like, oh, what do you think it's like for me all day with the kids as a mum? I was like,
oh, she did that as a mum. As a mum.
And I always just go, I was really worried about things like that. I'm really just.
You have a time for it.
No, I was like, don't do that. Don't just say as a mum.
I got hit with
me as a dad, I can't experience it. Mum guilt or like maternal instinct, like, oh, there you go. It's just what? Like, just whack mum in front of it. So now, as a guy, I can't possibly understand what it's like to have any.
You can't, Darren. Yeah, so that means you should STF you and accept that I've won.
Yeah, it's just like, I just think it's different. He's like, oh, I don't think it's.
I got hit with a enjoy your child free day today.
Ooh! Yeah, well, was you going to work? Oh, where were you going to?
No.
Uncle, I is confused.
She had the car. She was like, "You coming to the car?" I was like, "No." She was like, "So you're not coming here?" I had some work to do in the house, and she was like, "Enjoy your child-free day today." And I was like, "Yeah, fairs, okay." but I remember about a week ago, I messaged you and said, "I'm quite aware that." Obviously, the balance of things in this situation is heavily in my favour when it comes to free time. So I think we should figure out some days and structure some days and times where you get time to yourself. Yeah. Especially with me having literally now like 2 days left of full time work.
Yeah, come
on. Where it balances out a bit more. And if I remember correctly, you kind of.
You remind her that at the time?
Yeah. I said, do you remember when I offered to like balance it out, pick up the slack, took your feelings and time into consideration? I actually said, in terms of free time, I'm winning over here. And I can continue, and I could have just continued winning, but I said, I'm going to level this up a little bit because I'm well aware that you do a lot. some of your MBs in.
Yeah, come on.
I'm talking, talking days here. Mm? You know?
And she was like,
not hours, days.
Yeah.
Go out with your friends. Chill in the house. Paint. Whatever you want to do. Sleep. Yeah. Yeah. And you went, your actual words were, it's not a priority of mine.
Woo! I was just trying to win every level of the argument there.
Yeah, I was like,
so some people want to spend time away from their kids, not me. Unlike some people.
But don't be a walking contradiction in telling me to enjoy my child free day.
I knew
I'd been a good person previously too.
We start to spend more time away from the kids, which is, I'm totally fine, which is what I've always said, always supported. But she always has to wrap it up with some kind of like backhanded dig about its decision. Now I just realised that you went to Edinburgh like, for a whole month and left me back to the kids. So I realised that this year I need to be selfish like you. I'm like, why do you have to say that bit? I just say you need to
spend, you let you know what you let you be.
You need to spend more time with yourself, focus on yourself, prioritize yourself. All these things are fine. Why do you have to say selfish like you?
That's the word.
The word is ambitious.
Yeah, I was like, hot damn, but that's the thing. Ages and industry need to understand. Because you went to Edinburgh last year, you're still dealing with the stresses right now to this day at home.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You've got to deal with things like that.
It's like, yeah.
Why are you going to Edinburgh? Because I don't want to deal with things like that.
Yeah. Oh. And what has actually happened in my household is the balance has shifted the other way. Because she now acknowledges comedy as work.
That's good.
And I was talking about, I think it was at my mum's stuff. I was talking about friends and stuff. And I was like, yeah, my friends. Oh, friends are our best mate. She goes, how is he your best mate? Like, you haven't seen him. And they just go, yeah, it's only free time to see my friends. I'm either working, my day job, and I'm gigging. I know in your mind, you see me gigging as the time out of the house.
Mm.
So time out of the house takes away from just getting drunk with my friends in the pub. So why do I get drunk? Sorry, I'm not drunk, but I just messing around. Like, hanging out with my mates.
Yeah, just checking
about checking doing nothing.
You don't have to get drunk. Bro.
Yeah.
Why not?
Whereas like in the diary, it's like I'm a day out with one friend, it's day out for her, it's like just days out, just doing
just things. Vibing, yeah.
It's vibing. And she goes, oh, like, maybe you should get more time in with your friends. I'm like, I can't really, because I don't have time to do it. But, you know, it is what it is. And that's my attitude, because it is what it is. I've made my choice. If I want to see my friends, I'll probably have to drop a gig or something.
That's true.
To see them.
That's true.
And then she'll go, no, like, you should, it's important. Because like, I'm just realizing that like, this year, like, me being more selfish like you.
There is again.
Have to say that line. Yeah.
Two things quickly, right?
Yeah.
It's a theory of mine. And it's not 100% accuracy, but I think it's fairly high.
Yeah.
I feel like most women don't have hobbies.
You said this before.
What was the general consensus?
They don't.
So when you offer them these days to go and do something, yeah, we did. Because when I said, spa day, they were like, we want to go with you. And we were like, no, that's the whole point.
Everything they like doing is too mood based as well. Yeah. So, like, no one goes to the gym. And I play football Tuesdays.
Mm.
I did podcasts every 2 weeks, and I play football every Tuesday. That's it. 9 to 10, play football. So, what happened is some weeks is I do the pod. Mm. Like football shop. So when I'm going to go to the gym, I'm like, you can go to the gym on the Monday, I don't do the pods, and you can go to the gym on Wednesday, because I'm rarely gig on Wednesday, and stuff. Most Thursdays, and then I know sometimes I don't gig on the days I don't gig, just go to the gym then. It's like, if you really want a regular day, let's say every Wednesday, you can do it every Tuesday before I go football. And she's like, oh no, but it's just a bit regimented. But that's what my football and pod is.
It's too
regimented. Anything out of those three things should be regimented for anyone.
It's the
it's legit. That's like legit how it works.
Yeah. And I said you should pick a time. Because what happened is your body will go, it is Monday, 6 o'clock, I'm going to the gym.
Yeah.
And you just go, that's what I'm doing. And it was even those days where it's a bit sluggish, it's feeling tired all through Monday. It's like, you get to 6 o'clock, it's like, well, I better go to the gym because I ain't going to the gym tomorrow because this is happening. And your body will go, that's what
absolutely. Yeah, you've got to be intentional. You can't. You don't just end up at the gym.
So I think that's where a lot of disdain from our other halves and stuff like that come for comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because.
You don't suffer mum guilt.
Yeah,
it's like guilt only women.
Oh yeah, mum guilt. Yeah,
but it's like
father guilt don't hit the same.
But it's we turn a hobby into a profession.
Yeah, an income. Yeah,
and even if it got demonetized from us, to some frequency, we would still do it.
Yeah,
no doubt.
And the fact that it's perceived to be fun,
that's the,
which like a lot of it is, but there's like a high percentage of it,
but that's
that is not fun.
But that's the main issue with it,
is that it looks fun.
Yeah.
And it is fun majority of the time for 20 minutes or whatever.
Yeah,
if you exchange all the time you gig to spend the time in a sewer, they would fully appreciate that as work.
Oh, absolutely.
But you stick.
It's because it's not hard labor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're having fun doing it.
Yeah. And
you get to drink alcohol.
Yeah.
And you get to say outlandish things.
Women do not like to see their man smile.
Oh, yeah. Especially at some of it's meant to be work. Like, you're being paid to smile and drink.
I think it's something like also evolutionary, where it's their brain only recognizes work as struggle.
It's hard labour. Yeah, sweating.
So
like
you've got
been
a
in the mines,
out in the garden, digging and stuff for 2 hours. In their mind, is more real work than a guy who's like a director of IT for a global.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Who's meetings, calls. Because he's like, you're just sat at your laptop.
Yeah.
So the mental.
Yeah, they're like
an emotional.
If I fuck up this meeting, the company's done.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in their mind, like, but I think you could help put the kids to bed though. He's just like, but you live in a 6-bedroom house and there's only 2 kids.
there's a nanny.
And this is like, yeah, but you're here, you're not present.
But that was the thing with that Sunday that I didn't go over. I drew into Wales and back in one night on a Friday.
Good girl.
And I had because I all day. Yeah, the daytime of that day.
Did you still get a hot goodbye as you go to Wales? I guess I'm being left with the kids now.
Oh, I don't even know.
I've got a 3-hour drive there.
I don't even know if you took a goodbye.
I'm emceeing, so I'm there for the kids.
Yeah, I don't even know if you took goodbye.
And then a 3-hour drive back, I'll be back.
And also, you took a comic, right?
No.
Oh, you didn't do that, yeah.
Yeah, and then I did that, and then the following day was the party, and I went to Windsor, and then the Sunday I was like, I'm a mashup.
Yeah, it's hard, man.
She's like, come to get the car, I was like, no. And then this was how like the argument started. In my head, I was like, you haven't even asked me.
What?
Just gone, see you coming then.
I thought I was the only one that does that.
So you ain't the only one that's childish.
I don't feel good.
Alright. Others don't have a go at me. In my head, I just walk away.
That Sunday, I sat on the sofa, fell asleep on the sofa, and woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning and thought, better take myself to bed.
Mm.
I was mugged. I was mugged. If I go over there, I'm going to be useless to everyone because I'm not going to do anything.
I'm gonna sit on a chair.
I'm probably
gonna
fall asleep there.
Physically exhausted, yeah.
Yeah.
We probably have to start wrapping up.
Nah, to that listener's question, though, just fucking. I think from the basis of our conversation there, it's just swings and roundabouts.
I mean, she didn't mention the partner or anything, so that I'm gonna assume there is none in the picture. Because
this is what I always say to Shirley, though. Because her thing is, she hates to make the kids feel upset.
Right.
she gets upset knowing that they're upset because she shouted at them.
Right.
And I always say to her, they don't remember. They don't remember, or they remember, but kids don't hold grudges to a certain extent. You know, I'm pretty sure that my line of work, even when kids come from trauma, I'm pretty like we know all they want is some attention and love and affection from their parent. That's mashed them up. You know. So yeah, I would say that to the listener. As long as you're not like causing traumatic experiences for them, like it's your job to tell them off. You're only human. You can lose your shit every now and again, and they don't hold grudges. As long as you're like, if you're 25% losing your shit, make sure the other 75% is lots of love and affection and quality time, and you know, so that is way in the balance of love than it is of losing your shit.
I think nothing you can do is if your kids are free, so probably if you know you're losing your shit, just put them somewhere safe, whether it's in a high chair, playpen, whatever. Close the door, just go to a different part of the house, go out the garden. Fucking lose your shit there.
Scream.
Shout. Lose your shit there. And just re-enter the room. re-enter the room. Because the kids will even be at a super heightened thing where, but you're so calm now, it's like.
You've reset.
You can just see what it is for what it is. Like, oh, they're free. Being free. Or they might have cried themselves to the point where they're just watching the TV. Just relax. I can't remember why I was pissed off at you.
I think it's a good thing to take into consideration as well as their age.
Yeah.
Like, I probably could lose my shit at the kids when they're like 15, 16, and they say like they're getting up to pure foolishness. And I'm like, what the fuck are you lot doing? Bloody, bloody, blah. But at even at 3 and even at 2 and 9, I'm kind of like, there's even part like still parts of me as well, even when. I'm annoyed at the older one being like, they're just kids.
So child, man.
They're just kids.
So processing the world, and you know, we want to give them responsibility, but they are still children, and you can't expect them to be adults. So, as Darren said, sometimes you can just take 5 minutes, take a step back, take a break, come back, and deal with it. So, you know, don't feel you have to deal with everything head on at the moment.
Hey, and if you can't do that, so it was adoption, innit? So do your thing.
God damn.
Hot damn. But he right, though.
You can't manage.
You right. Before you start giving out lefts and rights,
there you go,
that's an adoption.
Yeah.
There we go. But we hope.
Or earplugs.
Yeah, you know, put a cashew nut.
Or weed.
Okay, I wouldn't. That's because he...
For the kids. Yes. Set them up. Send them to prison.
Hot damn. Ha! Well, that's been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Ones. I've been one of your co-hosts, Mark Rakadiri. To my right, I've been...
It's K to the A to the Z to the right of Michael Akadiri and Darren G.
Come on. We're to your left, but let's slide. We're to your left.
Or to them.
No, he's to the right of Michael Akadiri.
Oh, you're right. My bad.
God damn, boy.
Right, my bad. Two Ds. And to the left...
Ask if Bill pays permission. It's me. It's Darren G.
Take care and peace.